Anybody else? Yeah.
Could you say a little bit about what you mean by practice?
Well, I was going to talk about that this weekend. But practicing. Well, for me, it's primarily meditating. But practice can be a lot of things. I mean, it can actually be a lot of things. For me, it's organizing my life around what's real. So that has many levels to it, depending on what level you're working on. At a very basic level, it's getting clear about the Four Noble Truths. That's getting your life organized about what's true, you know. At a deeper level, it's starting to meditate on things like emptiness and start to get the understanding at a philosophical basis of the path. Developing bodhicitta and extending that in your life to more and more people in practice, but also primarily in meditation, because if you can't do it there, you can't do it when you get up and walk out. Ultimately, it's what I'm doing is I do tantric meditation, so my practice is primarily sitting. I don't talk with people, so my practice is primarily in my sadhana. And my sadhana, my meditation practice, is a very structured practice, and it's basically, I see it as the nature of my mind, the true nature of my mind, and I explore that six times a day. That's what I do. So it's a map of the real for me, and I throw myself into that, you know, four times a day in sessions, and I do six sessions on top of that, and I try to explore more and more the nature of reality that way. So for me, it's literal practice following a ritual sort of thing, but I'm very flexible. And I don't follow from A to B to C to D in the practice. I practice what I'm best at that moment. So I structure my life around where my mind is, if I've got a lot of energy for this, if I've got a lot of clarity, if I'm tired, depending on what I structure that into my practice. In other words, I use my practice to deal with everything in life. That's what I consider practice. So practice is basically structuring your life around what's real. And using everything that you are and everything that you encounter within that structure. So whatever it be, whether it be the Four Noble Truths, you're exploring that, then you use everything that you experience and everything that you see and everyone you interact with to teach you about that, to deepen your understanding. You sit down and you do the meditations that are written out for it, and then you get up and you use everything that you see, food, people, clothes, dogs, everything. You just use it all to tell you about something. And, you just use everything as that. And or if you're doing bodhicitta, you do everything around bodhicitta. Or if you're doing Yidam practice, a deity practice, where you have, you generate in front of you, you do everything so that you get everything as an aspect of somehow of that. You use your practice, whatever it is that you're focusing on at your level, as the organizational principle of your life. That's what a sadhana is. That's what making a sadhana, that's what doing a practice is to me. So you can you don't have to be living in a room like me. You can be out there or listening to the radio or anything, but the thing that's the organizational principle of your attention is what am I trying, how is this helping me understand this? Or how does it show me the truth of that? Or is it disproving it? Or whatever. You push on everything, but you use that as your sort of, This is how I'm organizing things now. So it organizes your day, how you break it up, what you spend your energy on, and everything, you know. You do everything that way. So that's what I do. I mean, I eat around it. I save my energy for certain parts of it. I don't use it, you know, like if I had to go to work now, I wouldn't use very much energy for work. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would use work as a way to enhance pieces of my stuff. But most of my energy I'd withhold for the practice that I considered my main practice that day, or my meditation work. I would hold all that back. So I have that, and then I eat certain ways normally to enhance my practice, and I sleep in a certain way, you know, at certain times and not at other times, and stuff like that. So it's all to enhance that. So everything becomes that structure. But I do it full-time, so it's different than if you do it part-time. But you still, even if you don't do it full-time, you're doing it after work or before work or whatever, part-time during the day, you can still, it's the same idea. You just say, this is what I'm working on, and this is how, then everything has to fit in here. that's what you do. So that's basically what I think about practice.